from KQED.
The age of self-driving cars is still down the road, but as the cars change, the roads will have to change with them, and it will likely mean some adjustments, like different signage and even narrower lanes. KQED science editor Craig Miller spoke with the top man at Caltrans about the future of California's highways.
Five years ago, when Governor Jerry Brown appointed Malcolm Daugherty to head Caltrans, autonomous cars seemed a lot farther off than they do now. With ride-sharing and even car rental companies getting into the game, and more than a dozen regulatory bills before Congress, things are accelerating. But as the car technology races toward him, Daugherty is keeping his eyes on the road and the challenges there.
Well, some of the challenges are, where do we start? When do we jump? To date, it's been very difficult for us to fill all our potholes, and now we're talking about spending money and making investments on new technology. And whatever investment I make today is going to be passed up by, you know, greater levels of technology in 3 years or 4 years. So we certainly want to jump into the new technology and be innovative, but we also have to be smart with taxpayers' dollars and deploy things that are going to be utilized and not get, turned over by technology very shortly.
It sounds like what you're talking about, though, is rethinking roads.
A little bit. I think we know we're going to have a mixed fleet of human-driven cars as well as some computer-driven automobiles. But we're going to have to, as that technology evolves, we're going to have to take both those users into account. You fast forward out to 10, 15, 20 years, you're still going to have a mix of human-driven cars. So it's going to be a mixed fleet one way or another. So before we start talking about making some significant geometric changes to the highway, we have to take into consideration that there's still going to be human-driven cars out there.
What kind of changes, though?
Well, there's a lot of opportunities. One thing that we do know is those autonomous vehicles are going to be looking very closely at the infrastructure because there will be a lot of GPS in those vehicles, but they will also still need to see their immediate surroundings, whether or not it's lane lines, stop bars, and those types of things. They're going to have to be very visual to a computer or an autonomous vehicle as well as a human-driven car.
One of the first changes you might notice up driving around is pretty low-tech, actually. And that is a simple widening of the striping that separates lanes on the highway. That's so that self-driving cars can see them better. Apparently 4 inches wide works pretty well for human eyes, but not so much for computers.
So I think those are the immediate things we need to think about. Can lanes start to get narrower because of autonomous vehicles? It depends on your setting. We have to be thoughtful about the fact that there's going to be human-driven cars and autonomous vehicles before we start making, the lanes a lot narrower.
And some of these other technologies, piezoelectric highways, actually generates electricity from the pressure of the vehicles driving over it. Some of these are, we're talking about a major rethinking and a major capital expense, right?
Well, so in some of these experimental ideas that you just talked about, we would be looking to partner with some of those vendors. If you want to show us the value or you want to pilot some of that new technology, show us that it works before we can scale it up. We may talk about solar roads and putting down a surface that's actually collecting electricity. Is that going to stand up to the wear and tear that we put on roads here in California with all the truck traffic? I don't know, but we'll pilot that in a very isolated area to see what its durability is before we put it on any kind of an interstate like Interstate 80 or Interstate 5. If it doesn't perform and it fails, it's not a high consequence for the state of California or taxpayers.
You mentioned taxpayer dollars, but do you think that one of the inevitabilities of this is more privatization of roadways?
Well, I don't know about the privatization of the roadways, but there definitely is an opportunity to partner with companies to be able to deploy new technologies. There's a lot of companies out there that are providing traveler information through private vendors and private apps, right? So there's a partnership synergy there between us as an owner-operator and some of those private companies who are both trying to improve mobility for the ultimate benefit of the end user.
That's Caltrans Director Malcolm Daugherty talking with KQED Science Editor Craig Miller. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. I'll be back in just a bit with more news.